This is the Beginner's Guide to Human Design. I'm your host, Madeline Evergreen. This podcast makes understanding your human design chart super simple and easy. Have you ever looked at your chart and seen all those shapes, lines, arrows, and numbers and gotten lost in the descriptions? Me too. After countless hours of practice and study, I'm here to break it down for you. Now let's get into today's episode. I am going to walk you through exactly step by step how my husband, Christopher, and I planned a 2-week trip to Paris completely by using our strategy and authority. This is something I have never done before. I've never planned a vacation based off of that before. Well, that's not exactly true. I pretty much planned my retreat to Sedona that I went on a few months ago this way, but I started planning this Paris trip way before that, months ago. And so this has been a long process, but it's been really, really fun and so much less stressful than any other trip planning experience I've ever had. So let's get into it. Let's back way, way up. Years ago, the first conversation that Christopher and I ever really had, I remember we were, it wasn't a talking conversation, but the first time we were like texting and kind of flirting, we were talking about going to Europe. Of course, we weren't being serious, but it was kind of a flirtatious conversation. And ever since then, we've dreamed of going to Europe together, and it has not happened. He's been to Europe a bunch in the past. I have never been to Europe, and I've been dying to go since forever. And we've tried planning European trips before, but we just never made it happen because we would just sort of give up because of the frustration. Now, what's key about that is that my husband is a generator. I'm a manifesting generator, and that means that we share the word frustration as our not self theme. This is something I've talked about in many episodes in the past, but a not self theme in human design is that word or that feeling that you get that you know you're out of alignment as your specific energy type. So again, Chris, he's a generator. I'm a manifesting generator. We have the not self theme of frustration, and I also have anger. And so every time we would try and plan a trip in the past, it was so frustrating. We could never figure out when to go or if it was going to be a good use of our money. We're both also incredibly responsible people, and we don't feel good about just throwing money at stuff. And so the money thing was a huge block for us as well, feeling like, oh my gosh, this is really expensive. Do we really need to go to Europe? Do we need to go on vacation? And when we also look back at our childhoods, neither of us grew up being raised to value travel or vacation. For me and my family, we almost never went on just a plain vacation. I can count maybe 2 times that we've done that, but there was always a reason if we would go out of town. We would go to a conference, we would go to an event, we would go to a seminar, something like that. It was always very productive and useful and not just for fun. My husband, Christopher, his family also worked really hard, and so they just didn't spend a lot of extra money or time on vacations. And so neither of us really have that like built within us to just value fun, travel, and spending money on experiences. It's kind of it's been a difficult thing for us to deprogram from, but we're doing it. So for my husband's birthday, we went to our favorite psychic. His name is Bobby Sullivan. If you're in the Twin Cities area, let me know if you want his details, or maybe I'll just put his website in the show notes. I think he also does virtual appointments, so I'll just put his website down below. But Bobby Sullivan is the bomb. We love him. And so we went to get a couple's aura reading from Bobby for my husband's birthday last November. And in this aura reading, he takes pictures of us separately and together, and he analyzes our aura colors. And then he also does like a 15, 20, 30 minute long just sort of psychic reading, answering our questions and just sharing what's coming up for him. And all of a sudden he goes, "Are you guys going to Europe?" And we looked at each other and we're like, well, no. I mean, we talk about it all the time, but no. And he's like, okay, I'm getting a message. You need to go. You just need to go to Europe. This is something that is very important. I don't know why, but it's super important for your relationship, and you've got to go, and you need to go soon. And you need to just not worry about the money. The money's not an issue. It's very important that you go. And I was like, wow, great. It's a hell yes for me. Christopher felt the same way. And I asked, well, where should we go? And he's like, doesn't matter. Just go to Europe. And so we left and we were like, oh my God, we're going to Europe. It's happening. We both have the strategy of responding, since he's a generator, I'm a manifesting generator. And then I have the informing piece. So the lesson of this episode is to learn how one would use their strategy and their authority to plan a trip. That's what we're really talking about here. It's not just all about me, although you're going to get all the details of how we did this. But I want you to understand that Christopher's strategy is responding. My strategy is responding and then informing. And we both have a sacral authority. If all of that is gibberish for you, that's okay. You can keep listening to this episode, but then go back all the way back to the beginning to episode one and listen to this podcast sequentially so you can really learn the basics of human design. Or you may want to sign up for Manifest with Madeline, which I will put in the show notes below, or you can go to studiotimeout.com/human design and find the link for Manifest with Madeline there. And in that program, you learn exactly what I'm talking about. You learn the intricacies of how to follow your strategy and your authority for all life decisions, not just vacation planning. So we both felt a huge full-bodied hell yes response to Bobby saying that we need to go to Europe. I never like to take what anybody else says as full truth. You know, if Bobby told us to go to Europe and it felt like a hell no to me, I wouldn't go. So just because he's psychic, it doesn't mean that it's the right thing. It's just a message coming through that he can interpret. But we both felt, oh my God, it's a hell yes. We're going. Let's put on our blinders. Let's just do this. We definitely have enough money to go. Money's not the issue. But working through our money beliefs is going to be a thing for us. And so how this worked is that we just dove right into planning mode. Since we both have this strategy of responding, we decided to create opportunities to respond to, create our own buffet of options to respond to, because we've learned from the past that if we just ask ourselves, where do we want to go in Europe? Immediately we get frustrated. Generators can't respond to open-ended questions like that. So in order to create some options, we did a variety of things. First, we pulled up our favorite search engines, which happened to be TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. We used Google or just the internet a little bit, but honestly, TikTok is like the best search engine ever, and YouTube and Instagram are also very helpful. And so we would just put in searches like best place to travel in Europe. So something very vague, but what that did was generate a bunch of content for us to respond to. So these TikToks or YouTube videos or Instagram reels would pop up with things like, you know, 5-day itinerary to Romania, how to travel to Prague in a carry-on, how to see Italy on a budget. So all these random pieces of content would just come up. And then we would, it's almost like online dating. We would like swipe right, swipe left, metaphorically, and choose what's a hell yes, what's a no. And that would tailor our searches more and more and more. And so we found attraction to certain things. Like for me, I was feeling like I really want to go to a castle. I don't know where I want to go, but I definitely know that that sounds really fun. I love the idea of that. And so then we would do a search, you know, best castles to visit in Europe. And what we found was this incredible castle of, it's Dracula's castle, I guess. I forget what it's called. It's been a while, but it's in Romania. It looked amazing. There was other castles around we could see. It just sounded really unique and different. And I was feeling in my body a hell yes to going to this castle in Romania. So then I tell my husband, hey, look at this castle in Romania, Christopher. What do you think? Is this a hell yes? And for him, he's like, oh my God, that's a hell yes. Great. So we began to craft our trip around this castle in Romania. So you can see we're just still responding hell yes to things. At the same time, I have the strategy of responding and then informing. So I would just bring up our plans casually in conversation. And I remember I mentioned to somebody that we wanted to see this castle in Romania. And then, of course, their response was, oh my God, you have to go to the pyramids in Croatia. Have you thought about that? And then that kind of buzzed my mind. And I remembered, oh, a few years ago, a friend of mine told me I have to see the pyramids in Croatia. So I was like, oh, this feels like a hell yes. Also, let me look into it. So I started doing searches of these pyramids in Romania and, or not Romania, in Croatia. And honestly, it was like amazing on paper. It sounded just like something my husband and I would be obsessed with. We were getting all these recommendations, but for me, it just kept feeling like a no. I did not feel any sensation of excitement when I looked up places to stay or what it was like or what the tours were or the pyramids or anything. It just kept feeling like a, I don't know why, but this is a no. So I told my husband, for me, Croatia so far is a no. How is it for you? And then he goes, well, I still feel a hell yes, so I'm going to keep looking into it. Great. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing's booked. You go for it. You keep looking into it. And for anybody who's wondering, how the heck do you make mutual decisions? That was last week's episode. So if you want to learn the actual breakdown of how to make mutual decisions using strategy and authority, go listen to last week's episode. It's super short, super easy to listen to. But that's essentially what I did there. I presented that Croatia was a no. He presented that it's still a yes for him. And so I think, great, I'm in support of you continuing to look into this and show me what ends up being a hell yes, and then I'll respond. And honestly, Croatia just never ended up working out for either of us fully. There wasn't anything specific that he wanted to do, and I had already kind of decided it's a no. So then this led us to looking for more places because we didn't want to only go to the one castle in Romania. We wanted to do about 3 or 4 days in Romania and then go somewhere else. So going through these options of things to respond to when we would type in TikTok, like places to go in Italy, places to go in Spain, we just kind of randomly would pull up searches. For both of us, we were feeling a hell yes to the Mediterranean in general. Spain, Italy, Greece, even Portugal was feeling like a hell yes. And we just continued looking at buffets of options on the internet and doing informing. So I remember one evening we went ballroom dancing, and afterwards, as we were changing our shoes and getting ready to leave, we were talking with one of our dance friends about our plans of possibly going to Italy. And in Italy, the one place that was really lighting me up was Cinque Terre. I hope I'm saying that right. And I decided to say to this friend of ours, oh, we're thinking of going to Italy. It's probably going to happen. And he goes, oh, my wife and I had the best trip ever to Italy. And I thought, I'm going to ask him where he went. And I said, well, where did you go? What did you love? And he's like, my favorite part of all of it was Cinque Terre. And I was like, it just happened. By me informing him that we were thinking of going there, he kind of reflected back to me something that confirmed my hell yes. So I wasn't seeking approval from him about Cinque Terre. I just wanted to see what was going to come out of his mouth. And he really affirmed that Cinque Terre is amazing. I asked him all the questions that I had that I wasn't able to find on the internet. And for me and for my husband, it was feeling like, yeah, we definitely want to go there. So on and on, we continued to plan our trip based off of responding to options and then me informing. And that would usually take us like a quantum step further, like a giant leap forward in the planning process as a result of my informing. Again, informing isn't about getting approval or getting advice. It's just simply when the manifestor part of a manifesting generator informs, it sets the manifestation in action and it gets the right people on board and the wrong people out of the way, or the right information in our hands, and also steers us away from the wrong things. So what ended up happening as we kept approaching planning this way is that we would stumble upon frustration. We would get into little snippy arguments. I would get exhausted from searching, and then we would immediately put it away and stop and take a break. As soon as either of us felt frustration or if I felt anger, we're stopping right now, put it away until we feel an urge to go back to planning mode. So another piece of the planning was actually me informing you guys. You probably have heard this on past episodes, but I started informing on the podcast that I'm thinking of going to Europe and I was considering doing some sort of breathwork or human design workshops or classes while I'm there. For me at the time, that was feeling like a hell yes. I love my work and I have a lot of European followers and students. And so this was feeling like a hell yes to approach that option. And an amazing woman, Sandra, reached out to me and offered me her space right outside of Amsterdam in this amazing tiny town where I could do some kind of class. And we chatted, we did a Zoom call, we stayed in contact, we still are in contact. It was feeling like a hell yes until it wasn't. I got to this point where I was feeling dread and I was feeling almost resentful towards this workshop that I was planning because I realized I just want to go on vacation actually. So I love the idea of traveling and teaching, but not right now. It's not a hell yes. I'm trying to fit it in. I'm trying to squish myself into this box. It's not easy and it's becoming frustrating and it's not working. So I let Sandra know that I'm open to doing this again in the future. I'm actually have a list building of students who may want to do a European trip with me. And there's actually like a wait list you can get on called, I don't even know what it's called, but I'll link it in the show notes. It's a wait list for my potential European classes. And so I have that list building. People want it, but I was feeling like right now, this is not a hell yes. I just want to go on vacation with my husband. That's it. So in the future, if I do decide to do some European workshops, just make sure you're on that wait list. I'll put that in the show notes. So eventually, we ended up coming up with a full itinerary, and right now I can't even remember what it was, but I know it included Spain, Italy, Romania, and I think flying home from Paris. And my husband mapped out the entire thing. We had Airbnbs along the way that we were wanting to book. We had the flights picked out. We had all of the transportation planned, and my husband showed me the whole plan. And I just felt, hell no. I don't know why, because this trip sounds perfect on paper. It sounds absolutely amazing, but I feel anxiety and dread when you show me this itinerary. He was still feeling it's a yes. So this is where people are different. He was like, I'm ready to book this. Like, I love this itinerary. And I was just like, I'm sorry, but this is not a hell yes. Let's take a break. It started to get frustrating because I couldn't really articulate why. And then I realized in reflection later that I don't want to bounce around. I feel like that is putting me in, lack mentality. I was feeling really stressed. And I realized that we picked this see as much as you can itinerary out of scarcity. It felt like we were thinking, this is our one chance to go to Europe. We're never going to get to go again for years or ever. So we've got to do it all. And I don't like that frequency. I do not like scarcity frequency at all. It's become unfamiliar to me because it's no longer how I operate. I really do operate in overload and abundance and overflow, I guess is better than overload, overflow, abundance. And I just don't do scarcity. And so I told my husband, this is not working for me because it feels like scarcity. It feels like we're going to too many places too quickly because we're afraid we're never going to do it again. What do you think about that? And he was like, wow, yes, actually, I'm feeling that too. So I told him, I'm craving just picking more of one location and spending more time just kind of in one place. So where could we go? And I don't remember how, but somehow we stumbled upon planning a whole itinerary to Portugal. Again, it came out of us following our strategy and our authority. Remember, we have a sacral authority, so everything's got to feel like a hell yes in our body. And at the planning time, Portugal was feeling like a hell yes. We found a little road trip we could do. We found some nature activities. We found cities. We found really good looking food that we would love. And then, of course, my husband finalizes the whole itinerary, shows it to me, and I got this dread. And I was like, no, I don't know why, but no. And I'm sorry, but no. I couldn't name it again. And he was getting a little bit frustrated again with me because, like, we keep doing this planning and then I keep changing my mind. But he understands, he knows that we're doing this based off of our strategy and authority and that it's going to take as long as it takes, and that's okay. And so he was fine with that. And I just said, I don't know why, but Portugal's a no. Let's do Italy. So we quickly planned this trip to Italy. It was perfect. However, there were some red flags, and I think that our impatience was getting to us at this point because we were having a lot of frustration finding places to stay. Honestly, there were no Airbnbs or hotels that we felt were a hell yes. All of the ones that we picked out as options were just going to be fine, and it was like, I hope it works out. I don't know, but it'll be fine. But Italy itself was feeling like a hell yes. And we planned our whole itinerary. Cinque Terre was on the list. And we went to go book the flights. And my husband was over there, like, aggressively typing on his computer and searching and making these faces and not talking. And I could tell something is up. Like, he looks pissed and he looks really, really frustrated. And then he goes, okay, I don't know why, but all of a sudden we can't use our points to book these flights, and the ticket prices just went way up and it's a lot. So do we still want to do this? Is it worth paying for these flights? And for me, I was like, hell no. No, we've got points. We can get, like, basically free flights. I'm not doing this. This is a sign. It's a no. Plus, I still don't feel good about these Airbnbs we've picked out. So at this point, we have turned down, like, what, 3 or 4 full itineraries. We've been planning for a few months. I've been doing my informing. We've been getting really good feedback from people with the informing. And we just kind of, like, hit a wall. And I was like, Chris, here's what you're going to do. I want you to spend 20 minutes, look up all of the places that we can fly in and out of in Europe using our points. And we're going to book our flights tonight. I don't even care where we go. I want you to tell me, where can we fly in and out of these dates with our points? So he spent like 20 minutes looking, and then he told me, okay, we could fly in and out of Paris with our points. It's practically free. And I was just like, hell yes. This is a sacral response of a hell yes. I know that Paris sounds amazing. I know Christopher wants to go there because he's told me a million times. And some of you probably saw this live that I did with my friend Jade a few months ago. She does Akashic readings and she's an amazing person. So Jade and I were doing an Instagram live together months ago, and she just all of a sudden was like, you need to go to France. I don't know why. I'm getting a download right now that you need to go to France. And we had a really fun conversation about it. She didn't even really know that we were planning much of a trip. And it stuck with me in my mind that this incredibly talented, intuitive woman said that. And so I felt confidence, like, okay, I know that Jade got this download that I need to be in France. I know that I'm responding hell yes to these tickets. Let's book them without knowing anything else except for the dates. So he booked the tickets right then, and we both immediately felt this huge sense of relief. Like, oh my God, finally the biggest step is done. And now the fun part, we get to just pick where we're going to stay, what we're going to do, what we're going to wear, what we're going to eat, all that fun stuff. As soon as we booked those flights, we kind of took a break from the planning because it had been a little bit draining. And it's difficult to just simply follow your strategy and authority and not logic for so long. I almost feel like you have to build up stamina for that because it's so unconventional. So we took a break for the night and we just got excited and watched a French it wasn't a French film, but it was a movie that took place in France. You know what I mean? Terrible movie. I don't even remember what it was called, but it just got us like so excited. And as we were booking hotels and Airbnbs, we're going to be staying at two different places in Paris. We just simply chose them based off of a hell yes, not so much based off of logic or even understanding the areas that well. And we decided that we wanted to stay in Paris for the 2 weeks. We considered doing a road trip for half of it or more and kind of traveling around France. But every time I tuned into myself when we would look at that option, I felt scarcity again. I felt like I was only wanting to do a road trip because what if this is my only chance to go to France and I need to see as much as possible? What if I don't like Paris and I miss nature? Oh my God. And I was like, wow, this is fear and scarcity. That's not in alignment with me at all. And when I really tune into the idea of pretending to be Parisian for 2 weeks and just living like a Parisian, oh my God, that feels so abundant and luxurious and juicy and expansive. Like, it makes me feel like I have enough freedom and money and sovereignty that I can just indulge in 2 weeks in Paris because I can go to Europe literally as much as I want. That's what it feels like for me to spend 2 weeks in Paris. You might not feel that way, but for me and for my husband, it makes us actually feel abundant. And frantically driving around and moving from place to place makes me feel anxiety and scarcity. Maybe I'll feel differently another time. Maybe I would love to do that in the future, but your authority only knows right now. It can only respond in the moment what's correct for you now. And so we booked our hotel that we're going to stay at for the first few days. We booked our Airbnb that we're going to stay at second. And then it's interesting because our original Airbnb fell through. They canceled on us a few days later, which felt like a blessing. We found a new one that we ended up liking even more, booked it, and it's happening. And then as we've been planning, I've been doing the informing again. I've just been casually in conversations saying, we're going to Paris for 2 weeks. We're going to do this. We're staying here. I'm excited about that. And then as a result of that, people would just automatically give me recommendations. I didn't quite ask until just recently, but of course, people get excited about travel, so they start giving me recommendations. And when somebody would say something, I could immediately feel if that thing was a hell yes or a no. And if it's a hell yes, I know that it's a hell yes to, I want to look into it more. I want to learn more. I want to put this on my list. And then I would look into it. And certain things like restaurants or museums would end up feeling like a bigger hell yes. And it's like on our permanent list, or maybe we've booked a reservation for it. And then a bunch of stuff that people have recommended are just flat out no. Like for me, I'm not going to the Louvre. My husband might want to go. Ain't nobody got time for that. That's how I feel about it. Disneyland in Paris? No, I don't think so. There's a number of things for me that are just like, I don't need to do that. For me, a lot of the food is just not that exciting, but the coffee is like, oh my God. And the milk, I am so excited to actually be able to have dairy from a restaurant, trusting that I'm going to be able to actually consume it. So that feels like a hell yes. For the most part, we don't have anything planned except for one restaurant reservation. And that's because we're going to be doing a lot of synchronicity days. So that means that we're going to get up in the morning and just respond. What do we feel like doing? Do we want to go out for a walk and see where we end up? Do we want to look through all of our saved TikToks or Instagram reels or YouTube videos and choose an adventure and go to a place that we've seen? Do we want to go thrifting today? Do we want to go to the flea market? Do we want to have a picnic on the Seine? Do we want to lay in our Airbnb with the windows open and just be Parisian? Like, what do we want to do? Do we want to take a full day trip to Mont Saint-Michel and see a castle? Do we want to go to Versailles? Do we want to go to Giverny? Do we want to go to the museum? We're going to just follow our strategy and authority. We've got all these options that we've already looked into, plus more options will pop up because of the nature of being there. Just walk outside, bam, there's options for us to respond to. So we're planning to just keep following our strategy and authority the whole way through those 2 weeks and see where it ends up. Now, one of the most magical reasons why we plan the trip this way is because when you follow your strategy and authority versus logic, you end up landing somewhere you never could have pre-planned. I know in my bones that something is going to come out of this trip that's more incredible than I ever could have expected. I don't know what that's going to be. It could be a new group of friends. It could be a business idea that comes. It could be a connection, a business connection, a friendship connection. It could be anything. It could be, what if we move there? What if we end up moving to Paris? What if we end up meeting somebody from Romania and we moved from Romania? I don't know. Literally, I have no idea what's going to come out of this. No idea. And that's what happens when you follow your strategy and authority. This is bigger than just a 2-week vacation. Bigger. This is actually an opportunity to put myself in the place that the universe directed me to go so that I can get put in the next place that the universe is directing me to go, so I can be put in the next place that the universe is directing me to go. This is literally how you follow the stepping stone path towards your highest reality. This is exactly what I teach my students inside of Manifest with Madeline. This is exactly why I'm even interested in human design, is because when you follow your strategy and authority, that is the essence of manifestation. That is how you manifest the highest reality possible. I hope that you're understanding the gravity of what I'm telling you here. This is so much bigger than just having fun in Paris. This is me putting all of my trust in the universe and saying, I am willing to go on this trip that makes no sense, that I never would have pre-planned, that doesn't sound like me, because for whatever reason, it feels like a physical hell yes. If I were to use my logical brain, we would be in Greece on an island hopping for like a month. That's what I would logically pick. But when I looked into that and when I was listening to my strategy and authority, that was not a hell yes. It's what I want to manipulate into a hell yes, but it truly isn't. I never, ever, ever would have thought that 2 weeks in Paris would be my first time in Europe. Never. It's not bad. It's not wrong. It's not like I don't want to do this. It just logically doesn't sound like me. I love beach, nature, hiking, mountains, trees, hot weather, sunshine, and humidity. Like, give me all of that. That's my vacation. And I do love cities too. And Paris sounds amazing, but it isn't my first logical choice. So I hope you're understanding, like, this is weird that we're doing this to me. It's really weird. But physically, it feels so right. It truly feels like a hell yes in my body. And so we're just trusting and we're just going. I did put up a question box on Instagram a few days ago asking you guys what you wanted to know about this Paris planning experience. And I've already just defaulted to answering almost all of the questions, but there's a few I want to I want to read out loud. So this one says, I'm a travel agent broker. So this is interesting. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I don't know what I would even do if I were a travel agent and I knew about human design, because I feel like I would really struggle with watching people try and manipulate and control their vacations, because this is such a better way. But also, I bet there's ways you can pull this into your work. I don't know. Another person said, how did you know what time of year and what month to go? And oh, I wish I would have written down the moment that we decided. I cannot remember how we landed on the dates we chose, but I do remember us talking about it and weighing options and just feeling into our bodies like, what's a hell yes? And that's what we ended up with. Part of it was also looking at the flights, like what's going to work and what feels like a hell yes. We didn't really care that much about when we went, but we did know based off of Bobby's recommendation that we just want to go soon. So this trip was about 5 or 6 months after that appointment with him. We were not willing to push it out a year, a year and a half, 2 years away. No, we were just like, let's go as soon as we can, but we don't really feel like going in the winter, so we'll wait till springtime. And another person said, how did you mesh your two different styles to come up with a mutual plan? And I think that you got a really good example of that already just from listening, but it's been helpful because we are so similar. We both have a sacral authority. We both have strategy of responding. And then I pulled in the informing piece. So that made it easy. But I also think it would have been more exciting if one of us had a different energy type. Like if one of us was a projector or a reflector, we would really be pulling in a different thing. Same with if one of us was a manifester. So we're just so similar in the planning. However, I am a non-specific manifester and my husband is specific. We really didn't use that much because I don't really look at this trip as manifesting. I look at it as planning, which really involves strategy and authority. So we didn't really do a lot of like active manifestation for the trip. But I have lately been tuning into that now that we're going in less than a week. I have been following my manifestation skills of being passive and non-specific, where I'm just focusing on how I want to feel on the trip. It's very important to me that I feel healthy and inspired and positive and energized. And that's what I'm manifesting. And then I'm just kind of letting it go. I'm passively just allowing that to come in. I'm not dwelling on it. I'm not freaking out or obsessing or praying a lot. And let's see what happens. So you better believe that I'm going to be posting a lot on Instagram, a lot of stories, I'm sure, sharing our trip there, what it's like, what we're doing, how we're feeling. And I will be saving all of that under a highlight bubble called Paris. So if you're listening to this way out in the future and we're already home from our trip, go look up that highlight bubble on Instagram. If you're listening to this episode soon after it came out, we're in Paris now as you're listening. And so go join and live vicariously through us on Instagram. And I'm planning probably to do a follow-up episode in the future to share a reflection. How did the trip go? Did it turn out mysteriously amazing in a way we couldn't have pre-planned? Or maybe the whole thing will be a total failure and a flop and it was a disaster. I don't know. I really don't think that that will happen, but I look forward to closing this story with you in a future episode. Now, stay tuned because next week on the podcast, you're going to hear Erin Stoll's Human Design Reading. Erin is an amazing stylist, and I'll share all about her next week, but you can look forward to that and enjoy the episode when it comes out. Thank you so much, everybody, for continuing to rate and review this show and share it with your friends. Definitely take a screenshot of you listening and tag me at healthy_Madeline on Instagram. I would love to reshare your post and see who's listening. Have a beautiful rest of your week.